For centuries, and almost back to the dawn of history itself, the Western world has had a love affair with the East. The quest for the exotic sights, smells, and tastes of Asia have launched expeditions, forged trade routes, and generally affected the way that commerce is done today. From China to India, Japan to Vietnam and beyond, the allure of Asian culture and cuisine has enticed many a traveler to seek out a new tasty adventure far from the beaten path. But now, with the arrival of the 4th annual Asian Food Fest, the quest for the out of the ordinary is as easy as heading downtown. And here to tell us more about the Asian Food Fest is Lam Dang, Marketing Director and Tui Cao, Festival Chair. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Jim, for having us.
Oh, yeah, it's great being here.
You're welcome. So how did the festival begin in the first place?
Well, it all started through just Care to Share, which is another nonprofit organization, and it's a family-oriented as well as friends who came together and wanted to help indigenous people in Vietnam. They wanted to create some kind of food festival here in Cincinnati, and that's kind of where it came from 4 years ago. And we first originated at the Coping Center is where we had our first event. It was a one-day event, and we brought in about 1,500 people and only a few vendors. From there, they wanted to get bigger, and so then it went to the second year Coping Center, increased to 4,500 people, and was able to raise up to about $8,000 to help build all these medical services and schoolings and water wells for all these people who got pushed out of their own country. So now we're at our fourth year, second time down at the banks this year, and we have grown up to, let's see, last year we had about 16,000 people that showed. So we're hoping about 20,000 this year.
And anyone who knows me personally knows that I'm a huge Asian food junkie, basically. But aside from the many delicious foods that are available, what other attractions does the festival hold?
We have lots of cultural entertainment and cultural games as well, such as we have cultural dances from, what's the group called?
We have the Korean Association of what's coming in, Taiwanese stick dancing. We have some traditional Vietnamese dancing and some music that's actually kind of a Western influence as well as Asian kind of combined together. Mm-hmm. It's like a solo artist. So we have a lot of different types of cultural performances and singers that will come to kind of help teach people what the music is about and different backgrounds and different origins.
Yeah. Aside from that, we also have some local bands that will be joining us to play some music as well. Some DJs coming in playing music as well. So we have this like a very a wide variety of music that's coming in and joining us this year.
And I understand that the proceeds of this year's event will go to support an organization called Thrivera. And what is that?
Yes. Thrivera is our charity of choice this year. So our proceeds will go towards the future Asian events as well as Thrivera. And Thrivera is, they just started about 2 years ago. They assist at-risk children to help tell a compelling story through technology. And what they do is they interview them through videotaping them. And so they were able to give a voice. These children feel that they don't have a voice due to maybe some sort of could be some any type of demographic or stereotype. I don't have the money or I do not have the right mentorship or going to the right school and just feel like there's no path for them. So Thrivera comes in and helps them build this strength and use this video to get funding to help get them a better education.
Now, are these children primarily in the States or is this worldwide?
Right now, they're focusing here in the States because there's new, and then they're hoping to go more nationwide. There is one thing that we're trying to do that is new to the festival is we're offering and promoting this food passport that Thrivera is trying to offer. This is another way that they can get donations. And this food passport is basically almost like a punch card, like a, you know, how Subway has like 10 and you can get one free. But instead, it's like a $3. You can get up to 5 items for a $1 off with the participating vendors. So that way, they, if you are intrigued but timid, you're able to get that product or that item for a $1 off. And that money will go towards proceeds towards Thrivera.
So you could travel the whole festival and just sample different countries.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you're up to 5 items. So, I mean, no festivals have ever done that I've seen. And I think this is great because Asian food is such a foreign thing for some people. This is a great way to help them be more encouraged to try new things.
Yeah, and that's the whole goal of Asian Food Fest too. It's just we want everybody to try like a lot of food. We're trying to bring our culture out through food and entertainment. So everything is like really small portions, like $2 to $6. So like the when you go there, you're going to try out like 5 or 6 different dishes you've never tried out before. So that's one of the other things that's so great about Asian Food Fest.
And aside from the food that we've already mentioned and the music that we've already mentioned, this is also a very family-friendly event. So you have activities for children, for instance.
Yes, we have lots of Asian, like, themed Asian-inspired games that children can play. Just very fun things that we came up with, such as we actually just called Chopstick Races that we just started. It's probably kind of just test your skill into chopsticks, where we'll have different items that you have to pick up in a chopstick. And like you can race your friends, your family, and see who's better at the chopsticks. Just games like that that we're coming up with that would be fun for kids. We also trying to get some other like children entertainers down there, such as what's that? Those things called balloons.
There's a lady named Karen who does balloon animals. Yeah. So she'll be there to help give the great fun environment. We're also having arts and crafts, so that way children can get involved and then take something home to kind of give them that nice token of where they were at that weekend.
Yeah. Also, when it gets dark on Saturday, we are going to have fireworks by Arthur Rossi Pyrotechnics. He did an amazing job last year, and we brought him back this year. And the difference is, like, these fireworks, you're right there, right in front of them. So it's a really good experience.
It sounds amazing. And because it is the Asian Food Fest, we have to talk a little bit more about the food. Could you tell me some of the vendors that you might have available this year?
Yeah, absolutely. Our vendors varies between Thai food, Hawaiian food, Vietnamese food, Korean food, Malaysian, and more. So they're all authentic foods. All of our vendors, a third of them are business owners. And then a third of them are nonprofits who are trying to raise money, as well as another third are people who are aspiring to open a restaurant. So they're all authentic food that you cannot find down the street. So these foods, they're just so delicious. You just can't get it anywhere. They range from delicacies all the way to basic things that you're trying to get your feet wet of trying different types of food.
Yeah, that's actually the main reason I love Asian Food Fest, is because half the food you'll recognize that you'll see out in restaurants and out where you go eat. But the other half is stuff, for instance, like my mom and dad would make me. So when I go there, I kind of feel like home because I can get some items that no, I can't get unless I drive back home. My mom, dad, what do you want to make? I was like, I want to eat this, and they'd make it up. I can't. So there's lots of items, as Tweez said, like you can't find anywhere, and that's why I love the Asian Food Fest.
Well, and I'm glad you said that, because it seems like a lot of the offerings really run the spectrum from high-end delicacies to what might be called street food.
Yes.
So what is your favorite thing, aside from what you've already said? What is your favorite thing about Asian Food Fest?
Actually, it's just a really fun event. I love it because I was the first an attendee there, and everybody is just really friendly. Everybody there at the event and all the people running it is really friendly. You get to meet, you get to talk to so many people. Meanwhile, you're eating the most amazing Asian food ever. Like as I said, I feel like I'm home. My mom's making me food. I go up and get like bun sao, which is like a Vietnamese crepe, which you can't get at some restaurants. And you can't get at. There's like one or two, but
only about two restaurants you can get it. Yeah. But it's not the same.
It's not the same. But these are like mom's dads. Some moms and dads are going down there and cooking these things. So that's why I love Asian Food Fest. I feel like I'm home, get to talk and interact with so many people, and I like drinking. So the beer there is also really nice. So that's where you find me doing eating, talking to people, and a lot of drinking.
Excellent. And then you?
Well, I'm going to just piggyback on Lum. I really love the diversity of people that comes down there, because every year we get another branch of people coming down, and I love to see how they all collaborate. Like to see the city coming together and a whole full weekend of trying something new and experiencing something new together just kind of collaborates and builds the city to be even more close. And again, I piggybacking on Lum again, I love all the food. I can't get it anywhere. I mean, last year we had Indonesian food. Where do you get Indonesian food? This year we're having Malaysian food, and I rarely eat Malaysian food, as well as any type of street food. So for me as a chairman, even though I have these vendors there and know these people outside of the festival, it's not like I get to eat it. But just doing that and actually just seeing it all come together. The fruition of it is the satisfaction part. And to help our charity of choice every year, because that's our mission, is to help somebody to be better, because we want everyone to work together and come together and thrive together. So just seeing everyone win, it's a win-win situation, is my favorite part.
And it's amazing to me because, you know, Cincinnati has a long German history and a very storied Irish history, but this festival is entering its fourth year, so there's obviously an interest. And there's a larger Asian population in the greater Cincinnati area than probably most people realize.
Yeah, even we don't realize how many people are here. It's bringing people out from different pockets of Cincinnati. That's a difference between our city and other cities, is that we don't have one location. We don't have a prime location of just Asians in the community. They're just spread out. They're pockets. But this is a great opportunity for everyone to come together. And, you know, Cincinnati is such a transplant city due to all the corporations here. This is another way for them to come and meet new people, because I get this all the time. Our cook-off series at Findlay Market in March that we have, that was our second year, was this past March. People will come to me and ask, I just moved here. I don't know who to go to. Do you have an organization that I can connect with so that way I can make some friends? And so that's what Asian Food Fest is also about, is being a resource for those who are looking for it. And that's kind of one of my down the road long-term goal, is to become a resource to help those who are looking for these things, even traveling.
Well, Local Exposure, as I said, has always tried to bring stories about food, family, and culture to the greater Cincinnati area, and the fourth annual Asian Food Fest seems to have all three of those wrapped up into one exciting event. The fourth annual Asian Food Festival runs May 18th and 19th at the Banks, 4 p.m. to midnight on Saturday, and 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Sunday. There's no entrance fee, but donations will be encouraged. I've had the great pleasure of speaking with Lam Dang and Thuy Cao from the Asian Food Fest. For links and more information about the Asian Food Fest, please visit wvxu.org/lx. For WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim.
Seasons change.